After pushing JetBlue for nearly 2 years, Senator Charles Schumer announced at the Buffalo Niagara International Airport Monday the airline's going to start flying direct between Buffalo and L.A.
I've learned over the years that transportation, good transportation, is key to bringing jobs here.
Buffalo Niagara Partnership President and CEO Dottie Gallagher-Cohen also helped lobby the airline. Gallagher-Cohen says many local companies have customers in California and want to do business there.
And it has until now been really onerous. It's been a huge commitment of time to try to get out to the West Coast. So I think for existing businesses, they're going to be rejoicing. And I think the senator is also right. It makes business attraction just a little bit easier. The more access we have, the easier it is for people to get here, the easier it is to do business here.
If there's no delays, the journey now essentially takes all day. On JetBlue, it'll be about a five-hour flight.
That's good news to hear, because that's just going to make it so much easier to an industry that's really grown by leaps and bounds in Buffalo.
Tim Clark, Buffalo Niagara's film commissioner, says he shared JetBlue's announcement right away with his contacts in the film industry on Monday. And Clark says he got immediate feedback.
The first guy within minutes was actor Bill Fichtner, who is excited about maybe doing a movie up here in the next year or so. And, that's going to play a lot into his budget, too, because, presumably it will be a little less expensive than going through some other hub and through some other city. So he and others have reacted really positively. And, it just, again, shows sort of the coolness of Buffalo now and the growth of the city and the economy here, and that things are really, really looking up.
Compared to 2014, spending in the film industry in the Buffalo area more than doubled last year to nearly $16.5 million. And Clark says nonstop flights will make the area more attractive to LA-based talent. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.